yourself off the ground. I said, young man, 'cause you're in a new town, there's no need to be unhappy. Young man, there's a place you can go. I said, young man, when you're short on your dough, you can stay there, and I'm sure you will find
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth, and we are chatting it up with Tracy Spinks from the YMCA, and we can't wait to hear what is going on. Great to see you.
You too. Thanks.
Well, thanks for coming in today. So first of all, Tracy, I know you work a lot with, what is the term you always use?
Our Forever Well members.
Forever Well members.
And group exercise, yes.
So tell us a little bit about the people that you work with every day. I know how inspiring they are to you.
Well, my specialty is in group exercise, but I'd like to say my specialty is building relationships with people. So I work with all ages in the fitness aspect of the YMCA, and our older adult program is called Forever Well, and that's everything from activities to fitness classes, outings, and personal relationships. So all those things are very important in people's mind, body, and spirit.
And that really is something that the Y focuses on, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So the folks that you work with, I know that they have been very important to you over the years. What are your group fitness classes like? Are they, there's somebody that's listening that says, gosh, I'd love to take part, but I won't know the routine, or what? What can you tell them?
So in our newsletter this month, and it's funny you should ask me about that, we have a monthly newsletter. So for November, there's a little blurb on the very front page that says, start your new group exercise workout with confidence. YMCAMN.org/intro videos. So you can go on and watch some videos of either classes or equipment, things that you might be interested in, and you can get a little snippet of what that looks like. So you're not going in without that first sight of what it might be like for you.
That is so nice.
Yeah. So we have that. And then we also have orientations for our Forever Well members. And our coordinator, Katie McAlpin, she has orientations set up throughout the month. And she can also do them if it doesn't work for your schedule with what we have on our calendar. You can set up a time just with her to go through all the activities and what the different classes offer. Where should I start? What level? And then our fitness center staff can do a fitness solution, which will also measure what level you're starting at. So what is your fitness level? Do you need more work on balance or flexibility or cardiovascular? So they'll kind of work with you and come up with a plan.
And what are some of the tests that you do or assessments to see where people are?
We do a basic fitness assessment. So you might get on a treadmill and, you know, they'll test your heart rate and see how you're feeling with that. They'll do balance assessment.
Is that on one foot or something? Or
yeah, there's tandem stance, and then there's one foot in front of the other, maybe with or without heel raises, just to see if you're steady or not. Also sitting and standing. You know, how many times you're able to do that, or walking and then coming back, sitting, standing, and then they do a little time test for some of those too. So there's a lot of different ways depending on, you know, where you're at now, how we can assess you to see where we might like you to improve. So.
And what you're talking about is helping people obviously live longer and be healthier, but you're warding against falls and a lot of the things that do put, especially older adults, put them, you know, behind the eight ball when it comes to their health.
Absolutely. And we want to work on people getting stronger, So the functional fitness, the everyday activities that they do, reaching to a cabinet above the fridge or down low, that those things are a little bit easier and a little more smooth. So we want to build your confidence as well as your body strength in order to continue to do those everyday things. Even putting clothes in a washing machine or a dryer, just really making sure that we can still do those movements to take care of ourselves. We also have one of our personal trainers, Larry, who is going to do a learning session on how do you get up from a fall.
Oh, how do you?
Yeah, so you'll have to come to Larry's session to find out about that. He's doing that on November 20th at 9 a.m. at the YMCA. So
November 20th, what time?
9 a.m.
9 a.m., how to get up from a fall.
Yes. Yes.
How about just how to fall? Because I think that's an important thing.
He's probably going to cover the whole gamma, but sometimes people wonder, you know, once I'm down here, now what? So he'll probably talk a little bit about good falls versus a bad fall. Sometimes we can't control it. It just happens and you land the way you do. But then what? What you do next? So he'll be covering that. It's a nice little 45-minute session with some examples and demonstrations. And if you're a Y member, you can come to that. If you're not, come in and get your membership. We actually have $1 enrollment right now for people coming back to the Y with no fees until January. So if you've been a member and you want to come back, it's an awesome deal to get back on track. Other than that, normal activities on our November calendar, Forever Well. We have Pi Day this second Friday of the month.
Is that once a month or how often?
Once a month. Second Friday every month. We have volunteers that bring pie and everyone gets to enjoy them till it's gone. So it's volunteers that really make up a lot of what we do at the Y. And it builds our community and our relationships with each other.
So. And not every Y has that, right?
Not every Y does. Every Y kind of has what fits their community. So members are made up of many different types of people and their needs are very different too. So every Y has a little bit similarities and a little bit of differences. So it's kind of what makes us unique and individual and yet part of where we live. So it's wonderful. We also have a movie day at the YMCA, popcorn and a movie. And we're going to be viewing The Blind Side, which is a really good
movie. Great
movie.
What day is that, please?
That is Friday the 22nd. And that same day, we're going to be having a bake sale
for our annual giving.
So between 9 a.m. and noon, come and buy some baked goods. That helps actually support our funds that we use to give scholarships out to families and individuals in need of funds so that they can have a membership or use some of the programming at our YMCA. We also have a nutritionist coming on the 19th. She'll be talking about healthy eating as we age. So we're really excited about that. She's someone new at the YMCA. Her name is Kelly Weiss. And that's over the lunch hour on the 19th. So if you're able to come by and learn about healthy eating choices as we get older, that will be a wonderful presentation from her.
Because it does change, doesn't it?
It does change. Our needs change and how we utilize. So she'll give some examples of foods that help us. Maybe if we have arthritis, what are some things that calm down inflammation or some things that you should probably avoid? So a lot of good examples she'll be giving us for that. We've got Thanksgiving potluck on the 15th.
Oh,
I'm kind of going out of order here.
Wow, that's okay.
And an intergenerational craft, Thanksgiving flowers. So we're going to put something together.
For the table.
Yeah. So that should be really fun. That's on the 18th. So.
And when you say it's multi-generational, is that what you said? No.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So who all is going to take part in that?
If someone wanted to bring grandchild along, they could do that. We'll also have some help from the high school. We've got some design kids that are coming, and they're going to help our older adults put some centerpiece arrangements for their table together that day. So that will be exciting. And there's a small fee that we're asking for that, of $5, to cover some of the costs for the supplies. So pretty good value to get some expert advice from some people that might be a little more experienced than we are. So,
and have something nice for your Thanksgiving table.
Absolutely.
That's great.
Or even a gift to give to someone
yes.
who, you know, maybe needs a little cheering up. So We also have an ongoing healthy lifestyle discussion group that meets twice a month. So there's some members who get together and just talk about some of the choices they make in their day-to-day life, whether it's food-related or emotional support, exercise, finding workout buddies, things that keep them accountable to keep on track with being healthy and making good choices.
And that meets right at the Y?
Yeah, so twice a month on Tuesdays over the lunch hour, so 11:30 to 12:30. There's just a group of people that meet together, and it's just a support group. So there's no particular rhyme or reason. You can come once, you can come every time, and it doesn't matter. It's just a really nice way to support your healthy lifestyle choices. So
great social part too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We also have holiday hours on Thanksgiving morning. We are open from 5 a.m. till noon, so people can get that last little workout in before feasting on Thanksgiving. I always like to mention that to people that, you know, if they do need to get something last minute in for their fitness needs, maybe it's a day that they actually have available. They can come in and we'll have a couple classes running. We have the pool open, so there'll be plenty of opportunities to get that little workout in before.
And if you belong to a Y, you can come and use any Y?
Absolutely. They have away passes. And so you just have to bring your card and an ID, and they will get your information put in. And you can either come with guests or just come and visit us. So it's nice. I know when I went to New York, I was able to go to the YMCA out in Ballston Spa, New York. So that was really fun to experience that too.
And I know that we are heading towards the holidays. One of my favorite things is Santa and s'mores. Is that happening?
That is happening.
Yes!
Uh-huh. So December 12th. From 6 to 7:30 p.m., Santa and s'mores will be happening at Camp Spring Lake. So they have a $10 registration fee per child. Adult chaperones are required to attend with their child, but they can come for free. You can register online, www.ymcadaycampspringlake.org. That's all one word, .org. Or you can come into the YMCA in person and register for that. They'll also take drop-ins that evening, but they would really like people to pre-register to make sure they have enough s'mores supplies.
And what does the evening entail, please?
Well, Santa Claus will be there.
Can we talk to him?
Absolutely. Oh my gosh. Absolutely. So you get to visit with Santa, enjoy cocoa and s'mores by the campfire, and then they will also have holiday craft making. And you'll be able to explore candlelit trails at Camp Spring Lake. So you can take a nature walk by candlelight, and we're hoping that the weather will cooperate that evening as well.
And the date of that again, please?
That is December 12th from 6 to 7:30 p.m. And it's a Thursday evening out at Camp Spring Lake. And then we also have Camp Adventure Days, which is child care. So make sure to register for that for the holidays out from school.
So every time that school is out, Camp Spring Lake is open.
Well, there's select days.
Okay.
Select days. So this winter we have December 27th and 30th. And this is child care for grades K through 6. And the registration is open. They also have busing, and before and after care is available for a separate fee. They do both indoor and outdoor activities, and that is out at Camp Spring Lake as well.
And the hours of that are?
You know, I don't have the exact hours, but if you need it earlier or later than the camp, it's usually like a 9 to 3 time.
Okay.
But if you needed something earlier, like at 6:30 in the morning, there will be before and after, and you drop off at the YMCA and get bussed out to the camp. So,
you know, that really is great for parents, because a lot of people don't have that week in between Christmas and New Year's off, and perhaps their daycare is closed. So what a great opportunity.
Absolutely.
And all of these things are open to all people, right? If you are a member, obviously you get better pricing, but
correct.
Explain that, Tracy. That's such a nice benefit.
So members of the YMCA, of course, get a discount on those prices. Not sure what the going price is this year, but around $30-ish. And then people from outside of the YMCA can also use those services, which is a great way to expose kids to what the YMCA has to offer. Not only that, but inside, outdoor activities, all the aspects of things that we have to offer in our community. So it's really fun. The kids do some snow activities if there's snow on the ground. They get to make some snow forts and snowmen and spend some time outside as well as doing crafts and activities inside. So it's a well-rounded program for the kids.
And I think a lot of people are familiar with the Camp Spring. Like in the summertime, you have so much full programming. Mm-hmm. But this is kind of fun to see that area, as you said, in the winter.
Mm-hmm. We also have a great program called Friday Y Day for middle schoolers. And that runs once a month. It happens to be this Friday coming up. Middle school students, 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th grade can take a bus from the middle school and come over to the Y. The program runs from about 3:15 until 5 p.m., where they have activities for the kids to do on Friday. And then the parents can come and pick up the kids at 5 p.m. So they get, again, they don't have to be a member. They can just come over to the Y and do some fun activities and be exposed to what we have to offer.
Do they go to the gym, or what do they do?
So they have different activities planned. Sometimes there's a fitness class that they get to do. Sometimes they have a game set up or a couple games in the gymnasium. They have sometimes board games set up in our multi-purpose room. So there's all different activities. They try to find different things for the kids to do each time.
How about birthday parties or a little holiday party for my kids? Can I set something like that up?
Yes, we have Saturday and Sunday times that are available. There's rental fees for those. So it would be a cost involved, 2 to 3 hour sessions. They have a staff that can come in. You can use the space just on your own and have someone there to help with any needs, or you can have something planned. So kids could pick an activity if they're doing a birthday party, either going swimming or riding scooters in the gym or having a craft maybe put out for them. So there's different packages, let's call it, that you can purchase to make it really fun. And there's no cleanup for you involved, which is really nice. So we have that available as well.
Lots of great things going on, Tracy. Thanks for coming in today. The YMCA in Hastings is a great place, and if you haven't checked it out, now would be the time, with the $1 enrollment fee for those people that maybe had a pass in the past but have gone away for a little bit. So now's the time to come back. Tracy Spinks is our guest, and we are grateful she stopped in today. And if you want more information about the Hastings area YMCA, how can they go about doing that?
You can give us a call at 651-480-8887, and we'd be happy to help you out.
Great to see you. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.
Short on your dough.